भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 40 Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Jivai kato achuta vikarshati mavitripta shishno anyatas twag udharam shravanam kutaschit vrano Anyatas chapala drik kva cha karma shaktir bhavya sapatnya eva gehapatim runanti jivai kato chuta vikarshita ma viptripta Shishnon yatas twagudaram shavanam kutaschet. Granon yatas chapaladrik kwachakarma shaktir. Pavyasa patnya ivage hapatim lunanti. Jivai kato chuta vikarshati ma viptripta. Shishnon yatas twagudaram shravanam kutaschet. Granon yatas chapaladrik kwachat karma shaktir. Bhavya sapatnya ivage hapatim lunanti. Jivai kato chuta vikarshati ma vipitripta. Shishno nyatas twagudaram shravanam kutaschet. Pranon yatascha paladrik kwacha karma chaktir. Bhavya sapatnya ivage hapatim lunanti. Jivai kato chuta vikarshati ma vipipta. Shishno nyatastva gudaram shravanam kutaschet. Prano nyatascha paladrik kwacha karma shaktir. Bhavya sapatnya ivage hapatim lunanti. Jivai kato chuta vikarshati ma vitripta. Jnatastva gudaram shravanam kutaschet. Kano nyatascha paradrik kwacha karma shaktir. Vyasa patnya ivage apatim lunanti. Jivai kato chuta vikarshita Mavitripta. Shishno Nyatastva Gudaram Shavanam Kutaschet. Karno Nyatascha Paratrik Kvacha Karma Shakti. Bhavyasa Patnya Ivage Apatim Lunanti. Matajis. Jivai Kato Chuta Vikar Shati Mavitripta. Shishno Nyatastva Gudaram Shavanam Kutaschet. Trano Nyatascha Paladrik Kvacha Karma Shaktir. Bhavya Sapatnya Ivage Apatim Lunanti. Jivai kato chudva vikarshati ma vitripta. Shishno nyatastva gudaram shavanam kutaschet. Gano nyatascha paradrik kvacha karma shaktir. Bhavya sapatnya ivage apana tim dunanti. Narsato chita pikarsiti ma vichepta. Shishno nyatastva gudaram shavanam kutasche. Kano nyatascha paradrik kapacham kati. Bhavya sapatnya ivage apatim anti. Jiva, the tongue. Ekata, to one side. Achyuta, O my infallible Lord. Vikarshati attracts ma me avitripta not being satisfied. Shishna the genitals anyata to another side. Twak the skin for touching a soft thing. Udaram the belly for various types of food. Shravanam, the ear, for hearing some sweet music. Kutaschet, to some other side. Grana, the nose, for smelling. Anyata, to still another side. Chapradrik, the restless eyesight. Kvacha, somewhere. Karma Shakti, the active senses. Bhavya, many. Sapatnya, co-wives. Eva, like. Gehapatim, a householder. Lunanti, annihilate. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, O infallible one, my position is like that of a person who has many wives, all trying to attract him in their own way. For example, the tongue is attracted to palatable dishes, the genitals to sex with an attractive woman, and the sense of touch to contact with soft things. The belly, although filled, still wants to eat more, and the ear, not attempting to hear about you, is generally attracted to cinema songs. The sense of smell is attracted to yet another side. The restless eyes are attracted to scenes of sense gratification, and the active senses are attracted elsewhere. In this way, I am certainly embarrassed. Purport. The human form of life is meant for God realization. But this process, which begins with Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23, hearing and chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is disturbed as long as our senses are materially attracted. Therefore, devotional service means purifying the senses. In the conditioned state, our senses are covered by material sense gratification. And as long as one is not trained in purifying the senses, one cannot become a devotee. In our Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, we advise from the very beginning that one restrict the activities of the senses, especially the tongue, which is described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as most greedy and unconquerable. To stop this attraction of the tongue, one is authoritatively advised not to accept meat or similar unedible things, nor to allow the tongue to hanker or to drink or smoke. Even the drinking of tea and coffee is not permitted. Similarly, the genitals must be restricted from illicit sex. Without such restraint of the senses, one cannot make advancement in Krishna consciousness. The only method of controlling the senses is to chant and hear the holy name of the Lord. Otherwise, one will always be disturbed, as a householder with more than one wife would be disturbed by them for sense gratification. Jivaika chuta vikarshati mavitripta shishnos nyatas tvagudanam shravanam kutaschet. Grano nyatas chapaladrik kvachakarama shaktir pavyasa patnya ivageha patim lunanti. My dear Lord, O infallible one, my position is like that of a person who has many wives, all trying to attract him in their own way. For example, the tongue is attracted to palatable dishes, the genitals to sex with an attractive woman, and the sense of touch to contact with soft things. The belly, although filled, still wants to eat more, and the ear, not attempting to hear about you, is generally attracted to cinema songs. The sense of smell is attracted to yet another side. The restless eyes are attracted to scenes of sense gratification, and the active senses are attracted elsewhere. In this way, I am certainly embarrassed. Oma jnana timirandasya jnananjana shilakaya chaksurun militam jena tasmai sri gurave nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, our situation in this material world is given. It has been said that the soul is medium size, flowing throughout within inside the body. Even it's been described in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the soul is thumb size, situated within the core of one's heart. But it's been said that because of embarrassment of identification with this material body, the soul shrinks up out of embarrassment to 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a hair. Can you imagine? Sometimes when we're embarrassed by mundane activities, we feel ourselves shrinking up in the corner of a room or somewhere. Some sannyasi comes and gives a class and we think he's talking about us. We shrink up in the corner of the room, very tiny. The soul actually becomes 1/10,000th the tip of a hair due to embarrassment. It is normal size, Normally, it is spread throughout the consciousness, and the soul is much bigger than that, thousands of times. But because this material world is such an embarrassment, we can remember ourselves, even from our young days, when we were infants, everyone would come, especially the aunts and the uncles and all the relatives, and pinch us and try to get us to laugh. I know myself, I was always completely embarrassed being in this material body. They used to call me till I was 5 years old. My nickname was Smiley. You'll be happy to know. But there was a catastrophic medical event that happened in my life, and my mother wrote about it. It was very personal. To my kindergarten teacher, Ms. Bell, I remember, in Jameson Grammar School, north side of Chicago. And she wrote something about an activity that had to take place that was extremely personal and not to be discussed amongst anyone. Something that was done as a newborn baby in Mobile, Alabama. They did it wrong, so they had to redo it when I was in kindergarten. And as soon as Ms. Bell saw the note from my mother that described in detail the redoing of this activity, to my great embarrassment and humiliation, the love of my life, 25-year-old Ms. Bell, broke out laughing. She laughed a big laugh. And that was the end of Smiley. From then on, after that fifth year, I remember they no longer called me Smiley. And somehow they said I looked like the reincarnation of, what's that gangster guy? Al Capone. My eyes were always, my brow was always crossed, and I was not very happy, especially with Ms. Bell and others like her. By Krishna's grace, I never became a suicide bomber or one of these, by Prabhupada's grace. But I was mad at the world and embarrassed to be within this body. It's a great embarrassment. Therefore, the Vedic literatures proclaim, Nayam deho deha bhajanri loke. We heard Prabhupada yesterday in the class. Nayam deho deha bhajanri loke kastan karman arhate bidbhujam jay. Don't act like the hogs and dogs simply eating miserable things. Bhedabhujami. Eating what Prabhupada called yesterday hypophosphates. I heard Prabhupada use that word yesterday, and I was thinking, I think one time at the clinic, the doctor said, we have to give you some hypophosphates. Prabhupada was referring to what the Bhedabhujami, the hogs, eat the refuse of others that is very high in hypophosphates and gives them the energy of life. So I was thinking, you know, I never really ask. They come and inject me with dozens of different chemicals, and the word hypophosphate sounded very familiar. Nurse maybe one time said, oh, we're giving you some nice hypophosphates. I pray to Krishna, I have to go ask them now, are you sure you're not giving me hypophosphates? My religion will not allow me to take in that stuff of the Beta Bhujamis, the stool eater. But Rishabhdev, he told his sons, please don't waste your time. He gave few instructions in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nayam deho deha. Now you've achieved this human form of life, which is very rare. 8,400,000 species. Human form of life is extremely rare. Don't. Nayam deha deho bhajan nriloke. Kastan karman arhate bidbhujamye. Don't act like the hogs and dogs. Don't embarrass yourself. Don't humiliate yourself just acting like a hog and a dog. This human form of life, he goes on to say, tapo divyam putrakeyena sadyam sudyad yasmat brahmasokyam tvanantam. This human form of life isn't meant for living like hogs and dogs. What separates us is that we can perform tapo divyam, transcendental austerities. Putrakayena satyam sudyadyasman brahma sokyam tvanantam. That give us knowledge of the Supreme and continue our eternal life forever. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. Prahlad Maharaj said practically, we can, in this human form of life, we're given the opportunity for hearing, chanting, remembering, worshiping, serving, praying. We met, me and Banabhata had gone on a prasadam distribution outing a couple weeks ago to the event of one yogini speaker. And of course, we understand anyone who eats prasadam, even if it was from Govinda's on Friday or Saturday, anyone who eats prasadam is saved from taking birth as an animal, will take birth as a human being, which means they're given an opportunity for Krishna consciousness. What to speak if they're attracted to prasadam and Krishna consciousness and they take it up like all of us in some way or fashion. Guaranteed. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brasta Vijayate. At least born in a devotee family or in a family that isn't poverty-stricken so that one will be able to take up spiritual life, real spiritual life, easy. But real spirituality means, one boy came up to us, he was a yogi bhajan singer, and he came up to us and said, I'm very disturbed with the yogi bhajan, the world of kirtan. I said, really? What's your disturbance? We asked him. And he said, so many people are leading, having kirtan, but they have no sadhana. They have no understanding of spiritual life. I said, wow, we agree. That's true. You can't just sing a cinema song and substitute a mantra and have no sadhana yourself and have effect. Of course, chanting Vedic mantras is always sublime, but one should have sadhana. He was correct. So he went on describing different people who he thought had sadhana. And he mentioned one gentleman. I said, he has sadhana? He said, yeah, he teaches yoga. I said, oh, that's, you consider that a sadhana? He said, yeah, he's a yoga teacher. That's his sadhana. And I was thinking, there's nowhere in the Bhagavatam where it says Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Yoganam. Prabhupada describes it as exercise. Nowhere will we see someone's making spiritual advancement through weightlifting or Pilates. We don't mock yoga. It's nice and they're given a chance, maybe, perhaps, easily to take to Krishna consciousness. But yoga in itself is not sadhana. Sadhana means Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Iti Pumsarpito Vishnu, Bhaktis Chen, Navalakshano, Kriyeti Bhagavati Adau, Tanmanye Ditamutamam. Prahlad Maharaj said, by practical, Kriyeti Bhagavati Adau, by practical engagement, we hear, Prabhupada says here, that in the purport, by polluted senses, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What's that verse? By polluted senses, if the senses are polluted in Sanskrit? I forget. I can't remember. But when the senses are polluted, one can, therefore one has to purify the senses, beginning with purification of the tongue. Yeah. Say that again one time in Sanskrit. Sevan muke hiv jiva dao. Atak Sri Krishna namadi. Nabaved grayam indriyai. Sevan muke hi jiva do swayam evam spuratiyada. Sanskrit scholars know. Atak Sri Krishna namadi. By the blunt senses you can't understand. But one has to purify the senses, beginning with jiva dao, beginning with purification of the tongue. And for the tongue, that's chanting and eating Krishna prasadam. Very practical. There was that king, great Rajarishi, and he showed practically to engage in Krishna consciousness. What was the king's name? Maharaj Ambarish, great Rajarishi, great saintly king. He showed practically how to use his head to bow to the deity, the eyes to see the deity of the Lord, the ears to hear the message of the Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the nose to smell the incense and the flowers and the prasadam offered to the Lord, the tongue to vibrate chakra chutaya, the tongue to vibrate Krishna Kata, and very practically to taste Krishna prasadam. In this way, practically purifying the senses. This is the mission of Lord Sri Krishna, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, to engage people practically in Krishna service. One gentleman came to the temple in the early days. He was a street person, but somehow or other he brought some paper tissue and some, what do you call those towels, what do you call, paper towels. And devotees were like, this guy's like, you know, what do you call, goes with the shopping cart down Fifth Avenue. He's a bag man. But Prabhupada said this is the beginning of his devotional service. Prabhupada would accept practical anyone's devotional service. So this is our business, practical sadhana, practical devotional service. We don't just believe. Sometimes some religious, so-called religious persons say all you have to do is believe. And Prabhupada responded to that, that if you believe in Krishna, you believe in Lord Chaitanya, then you engage in their service very practically. You engage in sadhana bhakti. Adau shradatata saru sangata bhajana kriya tato anarthi nivritisya tato nista ruchistata tato bhavas tato ruchi prema pyudanchiti sadakana kamam ayam pram prayu. Someone help me here. Pradur bhave bhavet kramaha. Something like that. But adau shraddha. In the beginning, some faith, some belief. Yes, theoretically. We were hearing the other day, Prabhupada had said, devotees also repeat, at least theoretically, first accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then try and understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Adau shraddha. Believe, have some faith, unflinching trust in that which is sublime. And then, adau shraddhatata sadhu sangha, associate with the saintly persons. Not that we associate with the weightlifters at Venice Beach, or some persons performing some gymnastic feats, or some persons performing some mental gymnastics. Sadhu Sangha means associate with saintly persons like our Srila Prabhupada. Real saintly persons. One Mayavadi had said, we were at an event. Bana was standing next to me. I asked him for a knife. He said, no, I have no knife on me. I was ready to cut out the rascal's tongue. He said, my guru, he shined like the sun, and we bathed in his sunshine. He never opened any temples. He never distributed any books, made any books. He never made any disciples. Well, then that means you're not even his disciple, rascal. He's not your guru. He said he shined like the sun, and we bathed in his sunshine. That was his, and the yogis in the crowd. I said, Bunny, you got a knife, Bunny, remember? Bunny said, no, I got a nail file. I couldn't believe who opened temples, made books, and made disciples our Srila Prabhupada. He shined, but he didn't teach us to sit around and bathe in his sunshine, to sunbathe on the beach. He taught us, he said, don't stare at my feet. Go get me my slippers. Srila Prabhupada said, don't just stare at my feet. Go get my slippers. In other words, do something practical. Engage in Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Don't sunbathe. That's not spiritual life. You want to bathe in the Mayavad son of Krishna, then you will get burned sooner or later from the Brahman effulgence. And if you don't engage in service, which is our natural aptitude to serve, then you will be born again in this material world to bathe in the sun some more. Like the people that go to the Venice Beach and sit and bathe in the sunshine. We don't criticize them, but what are they doing? They want to become dark. Some of us want to become lighter. They always ask me, are you Bengali? What's your nationality? I'm white. No, you're not. Okay, I'm off-white. And they want to become darker. What is the use of becoming darker? What to speak of bathing in the sunshine of the Brahman effulgence? You have to do something. As stated by one great American modern-day poet, you got to serve somebody. You've got to serve somebody. Everybody's serving somebody. So this is our situation. When we purify our senses, Atak Sri Krishna Ramadinama Vidgram, Sevan Mukhi Hi Jivado, by practical service beginning with the tongue, glorifying Krishna, eating Krishna Prasadam, then our senses become purified. We can see Krishna. We can understand our real business of Krishna consciousness and no longer be attracted by just sense gratification in this material world. My grandson came over the other day, 7 months old. He's wanted milk. He's whining for milk. The mother gave him milk. Then he's whining, so she gave him banana with water mushed up. He ate whole banana and water. Then he wanted more milk. She gave him more milk. And then he fell asleep. This is the life of the sense gratifier. Eating, sleeping, defending. Something's coming to harm him. Mommy, mommy, mommy. So from birth, we're taught sense gratification. But hopefully this young Shama will learn Krishna consciousness from his Guru Kuli mother, and maybe grandpa will give him some Krishna consciousness, and he can purify the senses that are now just full of sense gratification. We shouldn't live our life just mad after sense gratification. That's like an infant. Our life is meant for Atato Brahma Jignasa, inquiring after the Absolute Truth. All glory, Sri Guru and Gauranga.